When the data showed infections and hospitalizations rising precipitously shortly before Thanksgiving, we needed to tighten up considerably to prevent our hospitals from being overwhelmed, like we're seeing now in states like Georgia and California, Arizona, Texas. As usual, most Illinoisans took these mitigations very seriously. And I really want to thank all of the people and businesses throughout the state who acted to protect themselves, their families, and their communities. It involves painful sacrifice, but prevents the loss of many more lives. With the advice of infection control experts and infectious disease experts, we set out a standard of three metrics for loosening restrictions as the data began to show improvement. One, sustained hospital capacity at or greater than 20%, a steady and or decreasing number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in each region, and a decreasing regional 7-day average test positivity rate. I just want to repeat the three metrics: sustained hospital capacity at or greater than 20%, a steady or decreasing number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in the region, and a decreasing regional 7-day average test positivity rate. My great hope is that all of our regions will move out of the tiers of resurgence mitigations. And with vaccine shipments from Pfizer and Moderna hopefully increasing in the coming weeks and months, with new vaccines potentially receiving approval from the FDA, and with an organized whole of government effort by the new president's administration, gradually as we move through the spring, we will see meaningful reductions in COVID illnesses and death. Now, I'm happy to report today that the majority of Illinois' regions are making good progress. Effective immediately, three regions, Region 1, Northern Illinois, Region 2, North Central Illinois, and Region 5, Southern Illinois, will move down into Tier 2 from Tier 3. Of our remaining regions, the data shows that most are on track to leave Tier 3 in the coming days if current trends hold. Each of these tiers serves as a way to ensure that we prevent or slow down any potential surge of infections in response to more things opening up. You can see all the details of each tier at the IDPH website at dph.illinois.gov/COVID-19. Some examples of loosened mitigations in Tier 2 include the return of group fitness classes, the return of lower risk youth and recreational sports, and the reopening of cultural institutions like museums at 25% capacity with social distancing. Regions moving to Tier 1 will have the cap on gatherings expanded to 25 people. In addition, the trajectory of the data in each region has given Dr. Zike and IDPH some confidence that a careful and limited reopening of bars and restaurants in regions that have attained Tier 1 will not lead to a resurgence. So they have altered Tier 1 to allow indoor service in the hospitality industry. Bars and restaurants have carried an extremely heavy burden throughout this public health crisis, through no fault of their own. And I've had continuous conversations with public health experts and industry leaders about adjustments that we can make in order to help these institutions operate more safely. There is no 21st century pandemic playbook, but it's always been my goal to balance supporting our hospital systems with supporting economic vitality and a strong recovery. As we ramp up vaccine distribution efforts across the state, we're able to adjust our mitigation efforts further while maintaining that balance. So to reiterate, any regions that meet the criteria for Tier 1 of our resurgence mitigations will be able to allow restaurants and bars that serve food to operate indoors at the lesser of 25 people or 25% capacity per room, with tables of no more than 4 people. And of course, any regions that have improved enough to move into phase 4 and out of Tier 1 can resume some greater indoor operations of at bars and restaurants, as long as tables are kept 6 feet apart, just like last summer. The same rules will apply when they move into phase four that were in existence last summer. The closure of indoor service still applies in regions that remain in tier two and tier three. In other words, those with a positivity rate at or above 8% or 12%, along with failing to meet either of the hospital metrics until they're able to meet the tier one standards. Clearly, some progress has been made to combat this virus across our regions. But I want to stress that it's incredibly important for Illinoisans to not let their guard down. We have now formally identified the first Illinois case of the more contagious British variant. And on top of that, there are new variants from Japan, South Africa, Nigeria, and Brazil that we also know a little bit about. But again, it's the British variant that's been identified, the first case of it here in Illinois. We must remain vigilant if we are to maintain our progress. Honestly, that's going to be up to each and every one of us. To keep our schools open and see an economic recovery that restores jobs and businesses, we've got to wear a mask, limit interactions with people outside our households, and get vaccinated when it's our turn. Yesterday, President-elect Biden put out a serious and deliberate plan to accelerate bringing an end to this pandemic. I've had numerous conversations with the incoming administration to share the challenges the states have faced and what role the federal government must play in our recovery. So too have Republican governors. The people President-elect Biden is bringing with him into office are really an impressive group, and I look forward to partnering with the Biden administration to accelerate vaccination efforts, protect the health of Illinoisans, provide meaningful economic support to our workers and small businesses, and overall build back better. I have every reason to be optimistic for the future of Illinois and the nation, and I urge the Congress to take up the Biden plan immediately. Here on the home front in our state, today I want to lay out the infrastructure for our Illinois COVID-19 vaccination administration plan, designed to vaccinate our residents as equitably and as quickly as the manufacturers can deliver vaccines to us. Starting next week and increasing over the coming several weeks, we'll be bringing online hundreds of vaccination sites across the state, including retail pharmacy chain locations, Illinois National Guard mobile teams, state-run mass vaccination locations in northern, central, and southern Illinois, hospitals and urgent care locations, and ultimately doctor's offices and large employers who can host their own workplace clinics. By implementing a wide variety of locations, some appointment-based and some walk-up, all across the state, Illinois is driving forward with an equitable, accessible framework for administering vaccines. What's more, our plan involves building out the capacity not just to distribute the supply that we're getting right now, but to efficiently administer dramatically more doses that the new federal administration intends to deliver. The plan coordinates our 97 local health departments statewide, who operate clinics already and will open up more as vaccine supply grows. But already we've seen aggressive efforts by some. For example, the Sangamon County Health Department is unveiling a drive-through vaccination system. The Jackson County Health Department is operating vaccination clinics at the SIU Carbondale basketball arena. And yesterday, the Chicago Department of Public Health announced that it intends to have 6 mass vaccination sites up and running next week. As part of our vaccination administration plan, we are opening several new state-supported mass vaccination efforts, initially focused on the remaining phase 1A population, ensuring that the remaining unvaccinated healthcare workforce has the opportunity to begin the vaccination process. Starting this coming Tuesday, I have ordered the Illinois National Guard to activate our new flexible mobile team to assist local health departments by expanding their existing vaccination clinics. The first 2 guard teams are deploying to 2 Cook County health sites, And we have nearly two dozen more National Guard teams ready to come online across the state in the weeks ahead as vaccination supply increases. One of those teams is already collaborating with St. Clair County Public Health Department to launch in Metro East. Others coming soon. Cook County President Tony Preckwinkle and Cook County Health CEO Israel Rocha Jr. are here with me today online to talk more about our National Guard partnership. Our retail partnerships will launch statewide the week after next, with a few Walgreens locations coming online this Monday to serve healthcare workers. And on January 25th, just 10 days from now, we will turn our attention to phase 1B across the entire state, which will predominantly serve those 65 and over. But as you know, many more on top of that. Starting Monday, January 25th, our Guard-led sites plus Walgreens, as well as additional sites at CVS and Jewel Osco, with limited vaccine from the federal government, will begin vaccinating phase 1B residents statewide. And in the coming weeks, as supplies increase, we will announce additional pharmacy sites. But our pharmacy vaccinations will be by online appointment only. So please don't try to line up at the store or try to call your local pharmacy now. Links will be active and shared with you when the appointments are available. Patience will be required in these first weeks of phase 1B because vaccine supplies are just extremely limited. Having said that, announcements from the incoming administration have given me hope that we will see increased deliveries soon. To make this all a bit easier for the public, before January 25th, when phase 1B opens, we will launch the Illinois COVID-19 Vaccination Administration Plan website, giving everyone the ability to find a nearby vaccination site and information about how to make an appointment. All of this, however, can only extend so far when our weekly shipments remain still relatively small. We hope to see the vaccine supply grow soon, but we don't control the production process. So for a bit of context about that, when you exclude the federal long-term care program doses that are taken out of the supplies delivered to Illinois, Illinois has received a total of approximately 704,125 doses since the nationwide vaccine rollout about 4 weeks ago. That's less than 200,000 doses per week in a state of 12,700,000 people, each of whom needs to get two doses. We're all anxious to get vaccinated, but in these next few weeks, at least, patience is our watchword. So thank you. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
Thank you, Governor, and good afternoon, everyone. And I absolutely want to say happy Friday. I think we do have many reasons to be happy today. Some of the mitigations that we needed to put in place to prevent our hospitals from being overrun can now be rolled back in some regions, as the governor described. We have therapeutics that can help people who are afflicted with COVID. And this includes the antiviral medicine, remdesivir, as well as two different monoclonal antibody treatments. I urge anyone who has been recently diagnosed with COVID-19 to talk with a healthcare provider about whether one or both of these beneficial treatments could be of use. And of course, not a secret to anyone, we have a safe and effective vaccine that's available. We have two, in fact. I received my vaccination on Tuesday and just experienced some mild arm soreness several hours after the vaccination that lasted for about a day and a half, but did not interrupt any of my normal activities. The amount of vaccine coming into Illinois, however, is still at a trickle, as the governor was mentioning. It's not as much as we want or as much as we need, but we are working to get the vaccine that is delivered to Illinois into the arms of people as quickly and as equitably and as effectively as possible. And that takes continued planning and coordination and strategizing. We are collaborating with our hardworking local public health departments and the healthcare providers to implement these plans to vaccinate as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, especially as we hopefully see that trickle of vaccine turn into an actual stream of vaccine. In the meantime, I'm urging all people to be patient, as the governor has said, and to understand that there are others with similar risk categories to you who may get vaccinated first. That doesn't mean that it's not your turn to be vaccinated, but the amount of vaccine is so limited that there is no way for every single person to get vaccinated at the same time. To quote Mahatma Gandhi, to lose patience is to lose the battle. And we've come way too far to lose this battle now. So please, let's exercise patience. And while we're waiting for our vaccine, let's not forget the things that have kept us here to date. We have to continue to wear the mask, continue to maintain distance, continue to avoid large gatherings. We need to do all of these things. We can't pick and choose. This layered approach will get us to the end of this pandemic. In the last 24 hours, more than 107,000 COVID-19 results have been reported for a total of more than 14.5 million tests in Illinois. Today, 6,642 new individuals were diagnosed with COVID-19. For a total of 1,059,324 total cases in the state of Illinois since the beginning of this pandemic. Overnight, 3,446 individuals were in hospitals across the state with COVID-19. Of those, 712 were on ventilators, were in the intensive care unit, pardon me, and 386 individuals were on ventilators across the state. As the governor mentioned, the COVID variant, or the B117 found in the UK, has been identified in Illinois as we expected it would be found. As we move towards opening back up, I want to remind people that although we have no evidence that this new variant causes more severe disease or more death, early studies do show that this variant spreads easier and more quickly. So if we do not continue to wear our masks, watch our distance, and avoid gatherings, this new variant could sweep across the state as it swept across the UK. And that would lead us back to a place that we don't want to go. We will continue to work with our academic partners, our laboratory partners, researchers, physicians, and the CDC to monitor for additional cases. But we all need to continue to do our very important part as well. Again, we knew we'd find the new variant in Illinois, but that notwithstanding, I am encouraged and I am hopeful, and I hope that you are too. We will get through these next months as we head towards the finish line. Thank you for your continued cooperation. And now I will summarize comments in Spanish. Buenas tardes a todo y feliz viernes a todos. Tenemos muchas razones para ser felices hoy. Algunas de las mitigaciones que necesitábamos implementar para evitar que nuestros hospitales alcancen su capacidad ahora pueden revertirse en algunas regiones. Contamos con terapias que están ayudando a las personas que se infectan con COVID-19. Esto incluye el medicamento antiviral Remdesivir, así como el tratamiento con anticuerpos monoclonales. Insto a cualquier persona que ha sido diagnosticada recientemente con COVID-19 que hable con su proveedor médica sobre estos tratamientos. Y tenemos una vacuna segura y eficaz. Recibí el primer dosis de la vacuna COVID-19 el martes y sentí aliviada. Por seguro, la cantidad de vacuna que llega a Illinois todavía no es suficiente. No es la cantidad necesitamos, pero estamos trabajando para que la vacuna que se entrega a Illinois llegue a los brazos de la gente en la manera más rápida. También estamos trabajando con nuestros maravillosos departamentos de salud locales y proveedores médicos para implementar planes para vacunar a la mayor cantidad de personas posible y lo más rápido posible cuando tenemos una mayor cantidad de vacuna. Mientras tanto, instó a las personas a que tengan paciencia y comprendan que puede haber otras personas con categorías de riesgo similares que se vacunen primero. La cantidad de vacuna es tan limitada que no es posible cubrir a todas las personas a la misma vez. Para citar a Mahatma Gandhi, perder la paciencia es perder la batalla. Hemos llegado demasiado lejos para perder esta batalla. Tenga paciencia mientras espera su turno para vacunarse y continúe practicando los 3 M's, su máscara, las manos, lavarse las manos y mantenga su distancia. En las últimas 24 horas, más de 107 mil pruebas de COVID-19 fueron hechas para un total de más de 14.5 millones de pruebas. Hoy se ha diagnosticado COVID-19 a 6.642 personas nuevas, para un total de más de 1.059.000 casos. Desde ayer hemos recibido informes de 123 personas adicionales con COVID-19 que han fallecido, por un total de más de 18.000 vidas perdidas. Durante la noche, 3,446 personas estuvieron en el hospital con COVID-19. De ellos, 712 pacientes estaban en la unidad de cuidados intensivos y 386 personas estaban en ventiladores. Como mencionó el gobernador, la variante de COVID encontrada en el Reino Unido ahora se ha identificado aquí en Illinois, como esperábamos. A medida que avanzamos hacia la apertura de nuevo, quiero recordarle a la gente que aunque no tenemos evidencia de este variante causa una enfermedad más grave, los primeros estudios muestran que la variante se puede propagar más fácil y más rápidamente. Continuaremos trabajando con socios académicos, laboratorios, investigadores, médicos y el CDC para seguir casos adicionales. Pero necesitamos que usted también haga su parte. Aparte de la confirmación de la nueva variante aquí en Illinois, tengo mucha esperanza en donde estamos como un estado. Pero tenemos que seguir luchando. Ya mero llegamos al fin de esta pandemia. Muchísimas gracias para su apoyo. Now I will turn it over to Cook County President Tony Preckwinkle.
Thank you and good afternoon. I'm pleased to be here virtually with Governor Pritzker to discuss this important development in our COVID-19 vaccine distribution efforts and our continued fight against COVID-19 in Cook County and the state of Illinois. I'd also like to acknowledge Dr. Ezekiel, Director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, and Israel Rocha, CEO of Cook County Health. I'm grateful to the governor for deploying the Illinois National Guard in suburban Cook County as we look to build the largest county vaccination program in the state and one of the largest in the country. I'm confident that the Biden administration's plan to release more vaccine in the coming weeks will allow us to scale up and continue to make a difference, particularly in those communities hit hardest by COVID-19. We know that the vaccination of millions of people in our state and county will take time and patience, and I'm hopeful that we can make meaningful progress in the months ahead. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are safe, effective, and our best chance to get back to some sense of normalcy. I urge you to get the vaccine as soon as you are able to, according to the guidelines put out by our local health departments. I want to thank Governor Pritzker Dr. Ezeke and their teams who've worked so hard to develop a vaccine plan for Illinois. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to ramp up vaccinations as we welcome the Biden administration next week. I look forward to better days ahead and am grateful to the start of a new year on a hopeful note.